It's very interesting that two places in the same Amud of the Gemara, here Masechta Basra, and the Gemara focuses on the issue of giving Musar, on the issue of how and when and who should be giving Teichacha, telling other people what to do and what not to do. In our previous year, we spoke about the concept of Kshayt Atzmecha v'Akach Kshayt Acherim. The Gemara here on the bottom of the Amid, towards the end of the Perek, on Samach HaMebeis Masechta Basra, teaches us Tanya Amr Bishmol Ben Elisha. Yom Shchar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Dinu Shenigzer Al Tzmeinu, it would be appropriate that we should make a decree Shloi Lechel Basav Loi Lishtas Yayin, that we should not eat meat nor drink wine. Ella Shein Goizim Gzeira Al Tzibur, we don't make a rule on the Tzibur, Elam Kein Roi Bat Tzibur Yechayim Lamabah, unless it's a rule that can be fulfilled. So here the Gemara teaches us a concept of we don't make exerid roiv yitzib yichayim lamed ba. Continues the Gemara. Umayim shepash the machs harish exeris lenu exeris roas v'kashis. And from when the government has begun to decree on us terrible decrees, mevat tells them in a Torah of mitzvahs and prevent us from learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Ve'im anach. And they don't let us participate in a Shavua HaBen. There's a machloikis, what is the Shavua HaBen? The Rashbam says that Shavua HaBen means a bris, which is done after a baby is a week old. Others say it's a Pidyon HaBen. Others say it's a Suda that they would make on the night before the bris. Says the Gemara, Dinu Shil Nigzar Al Atzmeinu Shloi Lisa Ishav Loi Loi Lebonim. It would be most appropriate that we should make a rule that we're not allowed to have get married and not have children. Tosfos immediately asks, how could they even have thought that she should make a rule not to be allowed to get married? We know that the first mitzvah in the Torah is Pur Revu, that everybody is obligated to have children. So the Tosfos answers that what the Gemara means is the Gemara Masechta need the Paskins that one fulfills the mitzvah Pur Revu just by having a boy and a girl, and what they meant to say was that they should not get married, not have children, or not have relations after they had a son or a daughter. Others say that the Chachamim have a right to be mevatel a mitzvah b'shev al taisa. If what they're doing involves not somebody actively doing something against the Torah, just passively not doing what the Torah says, that too is that the Chachamim have the right to do. The Raya is that we know that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, or when we don't blow the shofar, and when Sukkos falls on Shabbos, we don't take Dalam Minim. So they would have, say, other Mefarshim, Chazal would have the right to make such a decree. However, if that would happen, Nimtza Zaru Shlavrom Vinu Kolo, there would be no children if there would be so few, if we would only let people have no, if there would be no children, only minimal children. Ella concludes the Gemara, Nachlam Yisrael, it's better, Mutav Shiei Shogin, V'ahal Yehei Mezidin. It's not something that's going to, be followed through, and it's better if you know it's not going to be followed through than to say something. However, Tosfos, the very masculine Mutav Shei Shogin Vayei Mezidin, establishes that when was this said? It's only said in a situation where we're sure that they won't listen. But in a situation where we don't know if we'll say something, will they listen or not? Then the right thing is to say something. As the Gemara says, later is one of them the Shabbos. That's Nun Hey or an Aleph. Im lefanecha goli, lefnei me goli. If we don't know, we have to say. So Rashi says, in the Shalos Teshuvos of Rashi, Simen Chaf, that this that we find in many places that the Nevi'im gave Musa to Klal Yisrael, and even though it was very likely that they weren't going to listen. And based on what we're learning in our Shia today, you're not supposed to give Musar in a case where they're not going to listen. That's only, says Rashi, in a situation where the person thinks that what he's doing is correct. And therefore, even if we'll give him Musar, he's still going to believe that he is right. But somebody who's a mezer or a shogig that doesn't realize that this is what a serious aveira it is, it's not somebody who's convinced that what he's doing is right, there we should give musar. The Ritva says only in a situation, the Ritva takes a different approach. So according to Rashi, only in a case where the person believes that what he's doing is right, is there no point in giving Musar, because he's convinced that he's right. Otherwise, give Musar. The Ritva's approach is if he's doing what he's doing b'shoigig, don't give him Musar, if he's going to continue. But if we know they're doing these averus b'mezid, then we don't have what the Gemara says. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Mutar shei shoigin, but if they're doing the Aveira, says the Ritva b'mezid, then it's no Mutar shei shogig v'yemezidin. Moreover, says the Ritva, when somebody does an Aveira b'mezid, so not only is he going to be punished for doing that Aveira, since we know there's a klal of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, that we're all responsible one for each other, so we have to make sure that they should not do averus, because we're going to be held responsible if they do averus. The Ritva in Masechta Beya quotes that there was a godel mi-Ashkenaz, there was a great individual who came from Ashkenaz that said, who quoted his Rebbeim, called Rabbeis of Atzarfistim, that said that the rule of Mutar shei shogig v'yeh mezidim was not say only in those times. In those times where people were typically observant, so there we say Mutar shei shogig v'yeh mezidim. But nowadays, where people have become lax in their observant, so now we have to take a much more active approach and not take, and try to get people to do what's right, and not rely on a concept of Mutar shei shogigim v'yehei mezidim. The Ksav Sofer in the Shalos Teshuvos, Ayur Chaim Simen Nun Zayin, will quote this tshuva from the Ksav Sofer later again. He says, "Ein l'dayin ela masha ein avroyus." The dayin has to judge according to the situation, and he has to see the situation. Sometimes, even if it's appropriate to say something, sometimes it's not appropriate to say. The Gemara in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Ches on the base, and in Masech the Beya, Daf Lamed on the Aleph, says that this rule of Hanach Lehem, Mutav Lehem Shei Shogig V'Ayeh Mezidim, is both by Surah Daraisa and by Surah Drabonim. And therefore the Gemara says, that's why we don't say anything. The halach is, there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. The halach is that we have to begin fasting on Erev Yom Kippur before it's already Yom Kippur. But it seems that in those days particularly, women would eat and drink until night, even though the din of Tosfos Yom Kippur is a din daraisa. says the Gemara, Mutav Shei Shayigim Vayehei Mezidim. And therefore, there are many Rishonim that paskin that this rule of Mutav Shei Shayigim Vayehei Mezidim is even by Din Daraisa. The Yad Ramah disagrees that he says that this was only said by Sur Drabonim. It was only said by Sur Drabonim, and he adds one more condition. Al Gemara, it's not only obviously referring to an Issa Drabonim, where the Gemara discusses the Rabbonim wanted to institute that they should not get married, they should not have children. So it's not only it's an Issa Drabonim, but it's also an Issa Drabonim that, as we learned at the beginning of the shiur, she'ein roi v'tzibur yichoyim lamed boy. It's not the type of gzeirah that people could really fulfill. So says the Rad Ramah, only when these two conditions are met, that it's an Issa Drabonim, and it's an Issa that most people can't fulfill, that's when you have the heter. The Bi Halacha in Siman Tov Reish Ches Divrei Hamaskel Avo asks that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that the Bnei Reish Galusa were over an Issa Daraisa, and yet from the Gemara it's clear that they employed the concept of Mutiv Shei Shogim by Yemizidim. So here we're saying that it doesn't apply by Daraisis. And there it seems that it applies even by Daraisis. So the Birkei Yosef answers, it depends very much in line something that we said earlier. In a place when we give Musar, but not only we give Musar, the Musar we give could be backed up with action. The Beis Din has that strength, that authority. That's when, if it's a Daraisa, Beis Din has to do what they have to do. But in a time when Beis Din doesn't have that type of power, that type of authority, then even by Daraisa we say Mutav Shei Shogim Vayehei Mezidim. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach. The Chasam Sofer's approach is that this concept of Mutav Shei Shogim Vayehei Mezidim applies both by the Raisas and the Rabbonins. But says the Chasam Sofer, who's the person that's very much connected to something we discussed earlier in the shiur? Who's the person that could be sure that if you're telling a fellow Jew you're doing an Aveira, but not only are you doing an Aveira, you're being over in the Raisa, that Jew won't listen to you? And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, from a practical perspective, there's never going to be a case of Mutav Shei Shogim Vayehei Mezidim by Daraisa, because by Daraisa we can be sure that if you tell him that he's being over Daraisa, he will listen to what you say. The Bi Halacha takes a different approach. He says there's two parts of giving Teichacha. There's one part of telling the person what he's doing as an Aveira, and the other part is telling him about the Oynish, the punishment for doing what he's doing. So says the Bi Halacha, if it's a Daraisa, and you're going to tell the person what he's doing is wrong, you're always supposed to do it. And we don't say, Mutav Shei Shogim Vayehei Mezidim. However, regarding the Oynish, when you're sure, even if you'll tell him the punishment for the Aveira that he's doing, he won't listen, then even though it's a Daraisa, we still employ the concept of Mutav Shei Shogim Vayehei Mezidim.